This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studio, Sports Radio 610 presents Pain and Pendergast.
All right, Seth and I are getting, I don't even think this is petty. I think we're getting appropriately agitated with the grade giver for The Athletic on their NBA report card, All-Star Break NBA report card. And you know what? And this is going to agitate me even more. The author of this article, grading every team season at the 2025 All-Star Break, is the Athletic NBA staff.
Yeah, so this is the staff at large. Yeah. They don't even put their name on it.
Nope, will not put their name on it. And you know why we're so agitated by this faceless staff of NBA writers at the Athletic? I'll go find all of you if I have to, because the Rockets, who are even limping into the All-Star break, 3-7 in their last 10 games.
You're right.
It is undeniable that if we're grading for the entire season, this is a team that is well ahead of schedule right now.
I'm going to say this. I think that I'm reading through this, and as I start to see some teams that were graded better than the Rockets, they're getting credit for, like, the Blazers are getting, they got graded better than the Rockets. They're getting credit for being on the right track. They've won 23 games. So the Rockets preseason win total was 42.5.
Yep.
They're on pace for 51 wins right now.
Yes.
I think the Rockets are a victim of having established themselves more solidly than even these idiot basketball writers realize. So in their minds, they're judging the Rockets on a different scale than they are some of the teams where you're like, oh, wow, yeah, the Blazers are really doing some good things, and they're, you know, they've gotten the ship right. They're still a bad basketball team.
Okay.
And you're giving them a B+, where you're giving the Rockets a B-.
Yeah. Now, this is where I'm curious. Is the Rockets, are the beat writers the ones giving the grades to their teams that they cover? Because Kelly Eco's name is on the paragraph written about the Rockets and their B. Have we said the grade yet? B minus is what
they
got.
Yeah, I said that. I think if they usually, the way I guess these things work is they either all vote or they give points and everything. They've got some kind of a system. But then you have the beat writer write up the synopsis of where the team
is. That's what I choose to believe Kelly, who watches every minute of Rockets basketball, wouldn't look at this product and say it's a B- right now.
No, because otherwise then you've got guys grading on their own scale in their own minds and then putting it out there, does it? Like, as far as they only doled out, it's a tough, now listen, it's a tough curve. They only gave out 5 A's.
Okay, who are they?
The A's are this, and these are the ones that tell me if it makes sense or if it's bogus. So these are either A's or A-. I don't know if there was an A+ in there. Let's start with the Grizzlies. I say that makes sense that they've got a better grade than the Rockets.
They're a good team. But an A,
two rookies,
an A versus a B-. Like, the Rockets have played the Grizzlies tough this year. You know,
If you went to head to head,
you know what I mean. Like, I do. Like, the Rockets, the one thing, and we'll go through the rest of the teams in a second, Seth. But just where the B- for the Rockets is a disconnect for me is, I get it. They don't look great going into the All-Star break. They've beaten a ton of really good teams this year.
Right. Right.
They're not so, lamb killers.
Some of the bees are the ones that really annoyed me.
Yeah.
The Cavs, that makes sense.
Yes. Okay. Who the Rockets beat twice, by the way. But yes, it makes the A makes sense for them. They've had a good season. Yes.
Okay. This one, they got an A-, I believe.
Okay.
Two games ahead of the Rockets in the standings, the Nuggets.
The Nuggets.
Yeah.
Some of that is probably, if I had to guess, they've gotten better as the season has gone on. You know, they were behind the Rockets, as you point out. They're probably getting some residual love from being a recent NBA champion, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're it's a benefit of the doubt grade. Like, you know, like ultimately they'll probably be a top two seed maybe in the Western Conference. But
all right, Lakers.
I can live with the No.
That's completely just glow from the Doncic trade.
Yes.
Which, if you're grading them to over how they've done so far, all right, yeah, they're going to be a better team with Doncic.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like you can vault that. If the Rockets are going to be a B-, and you got to look at how they've done this year comparatively to other teams in the league and everything, if you're going to grade them at this point in the season, you can't vault the Lakers up to an A just because they've had a couple of games with Doncic already.
It feels like there's a lot of forward-looking going on with these grades right now of what the beat writers think it's going to look like at the end of the year, you know? And the Rockets just got through the toughest patch of their schedule. That's where I give them a little bit of latitude. I think a B- is absurd. This is what the paragraph says from Kelly Eco. After hitting the ground running, Houston has been a rough watch the past 2 weeks. 23rd in offense, 19th in defense. The Rockets' fourth quarter struggles, 23rd in net rating in the fourth and in the clutch, continue to haunt them and could cost them. They only just climbed out of a six-game slump by beating the banged-up Raptors. These are all things I agree with. This is still an exciting, aggressive team that has a great shot at securing home court advantage in the first round, but's in serious need of a vibes boost and needs more than a returning Jabari Smith Jr. and Fred VanVleet for a tough stretch run in the West. Well, they need more. It's not coming through that door. Like, the trade deadline is past us right now, you know?
Okay, this is the one that bothered me. The A's didn't bother me as much. I missed one of the A's in there. There was one of the A's made sense. I don't have it listed.
Celtics, maybe? Yeah.
Okay, this was the A, the B-, the team that got the exact same grade as the Rockets.
Yeah.
In this is the San Antonio Spurs.
Okay. They're not even... Dude,
they acquired De'Aaron Fox, Sean.
Like, yeah,
are the Spurs a B-, and then the Rockets a B-?
This
as well?
Is the NBA we live in now, Seth. This is symptomatic of the NBA that we live in, where player movement is more exciting than the actual product on the court.
Especially for these annoying writers.
The Doncic trade, the trade itself brought way more excitement than anything the NBA, than anything I've experienced on the court in the last couple of years with the NBA. And so you're absolutely right. If the season ended today, the Spurs aren't even in the play-in right now. And they're a B-, and the Rockets are competing for a two-seed.
The Spurs and the Rockets have done exactly the same thing this season.
According to these grades.
According to these grades. Which I guess is it. It is a testament to what the Rockets have done, and I think they've established themselves as a legitimate playoff team.
Yes.
They've had a rough stretch heading into the break. I'm hoping that it's just fatigue and inexperience at that point that led to that rough stretch, and we'll see a revitalized version of the Rockets.
Yeah.
But, it's disrespect, Sean. It's disrespect, and I will not stand for it from this New York Times-owned organization, The Athletic.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I disagree with Kelly a little bit on what he said there. They need more than a returning Jabari Smith Jr. and Fred VanVleet for a tight stretch run in the West. I disagree. I mean, they probably need more than that to go get to the NBA Finals or something like that. I do think to get back on the track they were on where they were competing for a two seed. I think that's Jabari Smith Jr. is almost a separate topic to me. Like, because that conversation is, do you throw him back in the starting lineup? Does he come off the bench? I think for all the criticism Fred VanVleet gets because he's a bit streaky as a shooter. Maybe his shot selection isn't the best all the time. His floor generalship out there, the lack of it has been very evident through the last several games for the Rockets.
And I think there is a part, too, where Udoka, you know, he said it through gritted teeth after the final game before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
But he did acknowledge that, all right, some of this might be fatigue. And you know he hated to admit it. And yet, at the same time, it's one of those counterintuitive things where you think, well, you got all these young guys. Why should fatigue matter? Part of it is learning and understanding the pressure and the grind of the regular season when you're an actual basketball team, that sometimes it takes a while for the young guys to figure that out. So it's not that Udoka likes that as an excuse, but it might be a legitimate explanation for some of the loss of physicality and tenacity that we saw earlier in the year. So I think that alone, just by being refreshed and maybe getting a little bit of a reset, the team can start looking more like they used to. Like in like this, you see this in endurance sports, like ultra endurance sports, like in the Tour de France or in like ultra marathoning. People actually get better as they get past their physical peak as they're older, just because they've learned how to handle the fatigue more so than with. So like there's a mental side to it that I think applies to like a long basketball season as well. So I think that'll, I do think you're going to see a revitalized version of the Rockets when they come back on Friday.
I agree. And they're getting a nice long break. I mean, they're getting a break all the way to Friday. The games start back up tomorrow night. All right, I just wrote my grade down, Seth, real quick before we go to break here, on a piece of paper. So I wrote mine down. I'm slipping it under my computer. What is your grade for the Rockets?
I would give them, honestly, if it weren't for this last stretch of 10 games, I would have given him an A- pretty solidly. Mm-hmm. But I'll knock him down to a B+. But I try to remember, look, this is a team that's on pace to have 10 more wins than their preseason win total. They've already far surpassed expectations.
Season's
what
been
did
a
you
huge
say, B+.
B+ also. Yep, wrote down B+. And kind of the same thing. I toyed with an A- a little bit, but it's tough. You know, when you're hovering at the 4 or 5 seed, to say that you're in that A realm right now, but it's been a huge success. You know, you can parse out different parts of the season, but the season itself has been a big success. All right, B+ official grade for the Rockets from the Payne and Pendergast show.
I might have to cancel my subscription to The Athletic.
I can't. It's really good. It's the good stuff.
Yeah. Damn it. Damn you and your quality content.
And your easy to read fonts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. And their draft guide. This is turning into an advertisement.
I know.
So their draft guides are usually actually really cool because you'll have, graphics. You can get the brief rundown, but then you can click and it'll give you a little bit more of a rundown. And then you can click again, it'll give you a huge rundown.
It's amazing. Yeah. I apologize, Athletic. I apologize.
I'm sorry. I'll never leave you. I promise. I grant you A+.
All right. Bregman causing drama at Boston Red Sox spring training. Is it his fault? I don't think it's his fault, but there is drama surrounding the Red Sox after the signing of Alex Bregman. We'll dig into that coming up next. And also a quick reminder that we're giving away rodeo tickets in the 9 o'clock hour to Bun B's Birthday Bonanza, so stay tuned for that. Stay there.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.